The name of the play is Odd Girl Out, and it's based in part on the book of the same name by Rachel Simmons about what she called the hidden culture of aggression in girls. The play was created by Doug Weger. He's the artistic director of Temple's theater department, and his own 13-year-old daughter was traumatized by bullying.
So it's about the weaponizing of intimate relationships and friendships as a way of controlling or destroying another person.
Unlike the more physical bullying that boys can do, Weger says the way girls bully girls can be secretive, almost invisible to adults and outsiders.
Girls will stay in relationships with friends who may take advantage of them or belittle them, dominate them. It can be so sophisticated a form of bullying that the person to whom it's being done may not even know who it is who's doing it to them. It is really almost singularly focused on destroying self-esteem.
Weger's play is a piece of documentary theater. Many of the characters on stage are based on real girls who were bullied. The actors interviewed girls and women and recorded their stories of bullying. During a rehearsal at Temple University's Randall Theater, 13 actresses worked with a vocal coach because, for starters, the word bullying is hard to say.
Bullying. Bullying. Now make it go faster.
Bullying.
This documentary theater process, developed by the actress Anna Deavere Smith, is an audio immersion process. For several weeks, the actresses constantly played back the interviews on their iPods and on their cell phones, internalizing the voice patterns and idiosyncratic rhythms. Holly Grum, who's a junior, interviewed a sixth grader who was bullied by her friends.
Like, yeah, like sixth grade is great, like this is great. And then like it was more of like her discovering. She's discovering as she's talking, like, this sucks.
When she gets into the character of this sixth grader, Grum begins nervously twisting her own fingers.
Kind of left out a lot. Yeah, but I have found that I'm feeling left out a lot more than I used to. Not part of the group on your own when you don't really want to be. I sort of sound like I'm going to start crying, but I'll really try not to.
You can see Grum's whole body stiffen and tighten up as she recreates that voice that she's heard over and over. The actresses in the play learn that the voices of the bullied girls reveal as much or even more than the words they said. Here, Sarah Stearns, a senior, recreates the voice of a 17-year-old who never stopped smiling while describing her experience with being bullied.
Suddenly I just got really upset, like weeks later, and no one had like any idea, and then I just didn't want to deal with it, so I just made new friends.
The girl was trying to hide her torment behind her smile, which Stearns learned is literally painful.
It's like in the back of her throat and like in her nose, it's like really nasal, and she's smiling the entire time, which you can hear in the voice, which I can't do on stage because it really hurts my voice to do that. It was a lot of throat tension, so I had to sort of figure out how to make the same sound in a nasal way without tearing my throat out with a smile.
Odd Girl Out runs at Temple University through Saturday. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.